So heretofore, Tumblr had allowed adult content. So naturally, communities sort of built up around that. This was the place you could feature adult content. Originally, people had migrated from LiveJournal when they started banning adult content to Tumblr. So this became a place where people thought that you could put it. And now that's no longer the case.
And what's behind that decision?
A few things. Tumblr was purchased by Verizon last year. That might have something to do with it. And then after this child porn incident on Apple, they really had to reconsider what they wanted on their site. The CEO had said something to the effect of they wanted a better, more positive Tumblr, a safe space for creative expression. Also that there's a lot of other platforms that do allow this content. So I guess they're just drawing that decision.
And the difficult part of this is, as it is for Facebook, as it is for Instagram and other sites, is to actually monitor everything that's out there. And they're going to be using algorithms for that. But there are already reports from users that innocent images are being flagged as explicit. How good is the technology to figure out what should be up there and what shouldn't?
It's certainly imperfect. They're trying to do this at scale for so many accounts. So naturally, a lot of stuff is going to get swept up. I saw people complaining about cartoons, a picture of a vase, all sorts of stuff getting flagged. They're using pretty broad strokes when maybe they need a finer brush.